This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
So, Macra, our next guest is Steph Tisdall. Steph Tisdall is an Indigenous young woman who's a comedian and performing as part of this current Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Good morning to you, Steph.
Good morning. Good morning.
What happened this morning? You look a bit flustered.
I drove down from Brisbane. Not this morning, obviously.
I should hope not.
I've been driving all the way down just for this interview. But I drove down from Brisbane, so I got my car with me. Because I'm scared of public transport. It's a long story. We don't need to go into it. But I parked at the nearest parking, and then my GPS couldn't pick up my location because I was in a car park.
Oh, no. So
it thought I was somewhere completely different. And I was literally running down the streets in the opposite direction until I finally rocked up.
There you go.
And it's radio, so they can't see me. But if you could see me, you'd know that I don't run very often. So it was a big deal. just for you guys here.
Steph, you're being a bit harsh on yourself.
I don't know. We should have a race. I'm not being harsh.
No, don't worry. No, we're not runners either. Don't worry about that.
You and I will be in a race for second or third. I know you'll be.
I do a fast pace on a running machine, but that's as far as I go. We've had a very, very full-on show today. We've been talking gun laws. We've been talking about bullying. We've been talking about what's happened in Canberra with One Nation and the NRMA. Joke. Not quite.
Pauline wanted her car fixed, so she told them to ring the NRA. She meant the NRMA.
We've been talking about family violence, and we just thought it'd be really great to actually hear from somebody completely different.
Oh, well, that sucks.
Tell us a joke. Tell us a joke.
I was going to come in. I was going to punch on. I was going to pull out a gun. No. Do you want a joke?
I want a joke.
So this is that's an annoying question.
Okay.
No, it's not. But you know what my favourite joke is? Somebody once told me this. What do you call a chook looking at lettuce? A chicken Caesar salad.
That's terrible.
Cute? I know,
that's
cute,
terrible.
Eh?
It's terrible. So but cute, you know, you're actually quite right. It's like asking Macca, tell us what it's like to be gay.
It's fantastic. I know.
So what are you doing as part of the festival?
Yeah, what's your show?
So I'm doing a show called The Pyramid, and it's all about hierarchy and wanting to be the best or wanting to be at the top, even though it's all kind of elusive and a bit of a fallacy. But it's really silly.
Well, the briefing notes that I read about you, Steph, said that your show was all about cultural stereotypes.
No, well, that's my other... I got two shows up.
Right.
So Identity Steph is all about cultural stereotypes, and The Pyramid is all about, hierarchy in general. So, it's a bit weird.
No.
But it's fun. It's like, I love it. Like, it finishes with a dance number, and last night everybody was just dancing for about 5 minutes at the end of the show.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
For me, it is. I don't know if they're enjoying it. I hope so.
So we're in Wednesday's show.
And you don't need your GPS.
No, that's right.
No. So where and when is your show?
It's at the Victoria Hotel, Vic's Bar, at 7:15.
Where's the Victoria Hotel?
Just behind us.
Yeah, Little Collins Street.
Yeah, you know, that's where...
Oh, that one.
That's where all our elderly aunts used to stay when they came to sit for the city.
You're absolutely right about that. I had a friend whose mother used to stay there whenever she came down for the... Green Lawn Bowls Ladies Tournament.
The tournament.
Statewide tournament.
Pennant Bowls.
That's right. That's right.
There you go.
The place was a flush.
I'm not your usual guest, am I?
No. So it's actually at the Victoria Hotel. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's so cool. It's just like this little room, and like I've got a projector screen.
Yeah.
But it doesn't fit on the stage because the stage is small, so it's just up against the wall. But like it makes it so fun because like I'm real silly and I really like to be playful with the audience. So I'll just kind of walk around the room. It's just good fun. I really enjoy that.
What's the, you know, I admire comedians because anyone that can make people laugh, but, you know, making them laugh is, you're actually making them think about stuff.
Yeah.
It's a tough gig, isn't it?
It really genuinely is. Yeah. Like, so last year was my first festival, and I did that show, Identity Steffed, and it was all about kind of unpacking how I feel about my heritage and whether I'm allowed to talk about my heritage, whether that's my place. And I just eventually realised that actually it absolutely is. I'm as much a representation of who we are as anybody else, and that just the overthinking of if I'm allowed to express myself is probably part of the entire identity crisis and the issues that still exist. So I did that show last year, and then so the whole thing was, it was quite emotional and it was very raw and real for me. And I think it was weird because I had quite a few people say, you know, just wait for a little bit, you're probably not ready to take it to the festivals. But it's like there's that thing in your gut that says, well, I don't care if I get no critical acclaim, if this is the end of my career, something's telling me I've got to tell this story and get it out. And I was just really lucky that it went very well.
Man.
And then so that's always going to, I reckon I'm going to do a tour of that show every single year just to get that message out. And then this show is more about the idea of, like, the broader, like, global idea of who we are and where we fit and why do we have to try so much. And it kind of draws on, so my mum has an international aid organisation, and the majority of the travel that I've done has been to very rural and remote areas. And it's just really interesting to see that the only money that's coming into those kind of areas is from safaris and tourism. Mm. But the people who are on these trips looking at the people like they're the animals as well. Like and so the show kind of, I guess, starts on that level and then breaks it down all the way into why we prefer success if it comes from a tragedy, and why we won't, why we hate people like One Direction because they're attractive and middle class, but why we champion people like Susan Boyle because she's not, you know what I mean? Like, she was quite lower class and Scottish, so
Paul really gets that because he's a Pom.
Yeah. So.
She's Scottish anyway.
So yeah, it's just about, like, I guess the whole thing is about dismantling those hierarchies, and then at the end, you know, it's like this idea of, well, forget all of that, just whatever you're feeling in this moment, let's just dance. Yeah.
Steph, it sounds like the show's going to be fantastic.
I mean, if there's any humour in it. Like, that's quite serious.
Well, I think, you know, we're actually a serious show. We actually don't do a lot of laughing here. We do a lot of analysis and commentary.
We
laugh at ourselves,
we
laughs at me when I get scammed
when
by
you get
someone.
Scammed. Yeah. But I think humour is absolutely, it is, you know, the best medicine. But it is the best way to get a message across, because
big time.
People, that's a great way.
People
that's
will always way. Remember something they laughed at.
Oh, yeah.
And whether that laugh is a nervous laugh or a belly laugh.
Exactly.
They remember it.
Absolutely.
Steph Tisdall, good luck with your show.
Thank you
Hope
so much.
Hope you have a great time. Yes, I'm going to shake your hand.
Thank
there
you
we go.
So much.
And we actually have a little gift for you. So you get this special
espresso cup.
Special espresso cup. That's a straw for drinking.
Looks like an instrumental we'll play.
It does a little bit, doesn't it?
That's awesome.
And a fridge magnet.
Thank you so much.
Don't put that near your GPS, it'll upset it.
Everything does. Thank you so much for having me.
Really great to have you on the show.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.